It's a Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Former Steelers defensive lineman L.C. Greenwood has died at the age of 67. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is reporting Mr. Greenwood died of kidney failure at Presbyterian Hospital in Pittsburgh. Greenwood, Mean Joe Green, Dwight White, and Ernie Holmes formed the front line for what became known as the Steel Curtain Defense during the Steelers' run of four Super Bowl titles in 6 years during the 1970s. Mean Joe Green is now the only surviving member of that famed front four. I'm joined now by our sports guy, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus Bob Dvorak. His video blog is Sportsnet. Bob, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. It's a sad day in the Steel City.
Yeah, it sure is. L.C. Greenwood was one of the most colorful Steelers, one of my favorites. I remember when he was selected to the all-time Steeler team, we were talking. He's a draft choice out of a small school in Arkansas, and he and a teammate from the same school, they were thinking, well, they're at training camp in St. Vincent, and the other guy was getting homesick, and he said, L.C., let's go home. And L.C. told him, he said, I'm not going home until they tell me to leave. That was 1969, and he's been with us all the way through. Just a tremendous football player and a great part of the community after his days were done.
And what a lot of us remember about L.C. Greenwood is that he is the guy who wore the gold shoes, the high-top gold shoes with the black stripes. And I mean, these were the days when, you know, shoes were in football were basically black cleats, and maybe you had a guy like Joe Namath wearing white, but LC was the first guy to do something that colorful.
Yeah, and he got fined every time he wore them on the field. I mean, you know, the NFL has its dress code. Your socks have to be a certain way, and everybody's shoes have to be the same, but he didn't care. He wanted those gold shoes. Hollywood Bags was his nickname.
We'll be talking with Gary Pomerantz about his new book, Their Life's Work, about the Steelers' dynasty of the 70s, of which L.C. Greenwood and the Steel Curtain was an integral part. That's coming up Tuesday, October 29th on Essential Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Bob, the game and life goes on. The Steelers were in London yesterday and lost to the Vikings to go 0-4. For the first time since 1968, Terry Bradshaw on London Games made the comment that nobody cares about that game. And he said, quote, I think it's the most disrespectful thing you can do to these teams to make them travel over to London to promote our NFL product. And yet you have Art Rooney II saying that they're still looking at the idea of placing a franchise in London. Does any of this make sense? And what about what Terry Bradshaw said?
Well, I tend to side with Bradshaw on the reality scale of this. You know, it's a long trip over there, and, you know, they get a bye week coming back. But if there was a team based in London and they had to travel to the States to play and then, say, go to the West Coast, I mean, that's eight time zones. That's an awful lot of wear and tear on the body. And I think it's, you know, it's a nice novelty game, and maybe they're trying to grow the game internationally, but I just don't see American football catching on in a place where soccer, the real football, as they call it over there, is so entrenched.
It's a long way to go to lose a football game. On a brighter note, everybody's excited about the baseball playoff game tomorrow night, which is going to be in Pittsburgh after the Pirates won their series over the weekend in Cincinnati. And talk about, Bob, what this means for Pittsburgh to be hosting for PNC Park to be hosting its first playoff game in the park's existence.
Well, yeah, the first thing is everybody in town is going to go absolutely bonkers crazy. You got to wait till 8 o'clock at night for the game to start. Every pitch is going to be meaningful. I don't know how people are going to handle it. And it's a first playoff game in 21 years. But that said, no, this is why they built the thing. It's going to be on national television with a full house, and the city will be all lit up. And it's just a great advertisement for the city to see a national, international audience tuning in to see baseball in Pittsburgh.
Any prediction on the outcome?
You know what? A one game, one and done. That's anything can happen. I like the Pirates' chances with Liriano and the way they finished the season, but Cueto's been tough on them. So, it's unprecedented. You play 162, then you got to play another one to get into the next round. And it's heart-pounding excitement, but it's made for TV drama.
Bob Dvorak is a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports writer emeritus. His video blog is Sportsnet. Bob, as always, thank you so much.
And if somebody hits a ball in the river with the duck there, it would be a foul ball, won't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Tomorrow, Essential Pittsburgh hosts a public forum on the Affordable Care Act with a knowledgeable panel answering your questions about how this part of the healthcare overhaul affects individuals and businesses. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.